Good morning and welcome to the FTS bet slip on Saturday the 26th of October. Well, wasn't that fantastic? The old swing low, sweet chariots, totally dominant. I said to had a few boys around, I said, if we start fast, I think we'll have this. And amazing, trying the first 2 minutes. Awesome, wish I was there, I have to say. But brilliant, and hopefully the Welsh win tomorrow, and it's a Northern Hemisphere England-Wales final. What an occasion that would be. I may be looking for last-minute flights and tickets. Okay, what have we got today? Villarreal last night, shoo-in. Good bet that was, so I hope some of you cashed in there. Horses I've posted on the forum. I'm not going to be putting them anywhere else. They're on the forum, so you can go and register there and see those for Cheltenham today. And that'll be the sort of modus operandi going forward for horses for things like Royal Ascot and that. They'll be on website and forum as opposed to being on Twitter. It's easier just to keep them in one place. And it wasn't so much, I think Dio said that about the aggro on Twitter. It wasn't just about the aggro. Obviously, you do get a bit of that, but it's more keeping everything in one place. I get so many mentions that finding stuff on my timeline and down, up and down it is a flipping nightmare. So that was really one of the main thinkings, was that A, people don't like using Twitter, some people, and B, for me, just keeping everything in one place. Right, football wise, I've got an over 3.5 trade. This is laying over 3.5 and then backing it in play. That is Gazişehir Gaziantep versus Alanyaspor in Turkey. It's just Gaziantep on Gaziantep FK on Betfair, laying over 3.5, which is currently 3.5, and then back it in play. There is a calculator in the members area on the site. You must be registered as a free member. You register on FTS in your profile, select free member, and then in the members area there's a results and templates area, and you can grab that calculator. It's a Dobbin calculator for the horses and an over 3.5 trades calculator. I've got a first half goal at Brighton versus Everton. If it's 0-0 on 20 minutes, Brighton versus Everton, then start drip laying over 0.5 first half goals. I have got, my phone's going off, sorry. I have got over 2.5 goals at Nottingham Forest Reading. So again, through the first 15 minutes, drip backing over 2.5 goals at Nottingham Forest Reading, trade out on a goal. I have got over 1.5 goals at Polish Ekstraklasa Lechia Gdańsk at 7 o'clock, and Górnik Zabrze, over 1.5. So 20 minutes again, if it's 0-0, drip backing over 1.5 goals through the sort of next 15 minutes and remove your liability on a goal. I've got a bet in France, Montpellier home win, or you could do draw no bet if you wanted to, which is odds on 1.6, but Montpellier home win against Angers is value this afternoon at 7 o'clock in France. I've got nothing in the Premier League other than that Brighton bet. Championship, as I mentioned, again, there's not a massive amount. I do think Forest are a half-decent price against Reading, not one that I would bowl over about, but Forest against Reading at 2.24. In League One, who was it? I did have a bet in League One, which I now can't find. Bear with me. Oh, yes, sorry. Rotherham home to Wickham. Rotherham at 2.06 home to Wickham. And in League Two, it was it's useless at this, and I should write these down. League Two, it was, Forest Green, big price home to Crewe. Forest Green 2.9 is a bit big home to Crewe. So hopefully some value for you in there that you can sort out. There is nothing else. I'll be back with the NFL in the morning, doing all the usual football stuff. Sorry, the NFL will be after lunch tomorrow. I'll do the podcast, so that'll just be recorded as normal, ready for the evening kickoffs on Sunday. I've had a brief look, and we will have three or four bets in the NFL. Yeah, that's it. So the Cheltenham bets are on the forum. The football I've mentioned there today. Rugby, fantastic. Have a great Saturday. Hopefully it's profitable. And I will be back with you on tomorrow afternoon.